And good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director here at Red River Radio. Joining me this morning is Shreveport artist Jerry Ray, and she has a new exhibit opening up tonight starting at 5 p.m. at the Norsworthy Gallery here in Shreveport. Jerry, thanks for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. I'm honored.
Can you tell me about the exhibit? Its title is?
Frankly Christian.
And where do you get that title
well,
from?
Well, for years I've been doing paintings with Christian symbols and trying to express my beliefs through art and through painting. And all of these have Christian symbols in them, like the cross, the rainbow, the fish. All of those symbols in the early Christian church were very important.
Outside of that, you paint in a variety of styles. If you had to come up with a word, how would you describe your particular style?
Okay. Abstract symbolism. I do series, and I have about 5 series going on at one time. So if I get bored doing one series or I run out of ideas in that series, I can always switch over to another one.
And I noticed on your website I visited, you come to a lot of these symbols through a lot of different means and techniques. For example, your Good Friday painting,
right,
which almost has a primitive quality to it. How did you derive that image?
It's a collage. And somehow when I was tearing the paper, it just ended up being the cross. And then I thought of the little bursts of color that are all around the cross. Believe it or not, spin art that my children all love to do, and I have a stack about 3 feet high of those that I can choose from and mix and match. So that was like when the veil split, you know, they'd had a lot of activity in the sky with thunderstorm and wind and whatnot. And then I decided to put the little, like Mary and some of the disciples that were at the cross, put them down at the bottom of the cross.
And you also have one here called Communion, which is a collage as well.
That is a design I had a lot of fun with. I found it by taking a little mat and going over a big painting, and it came up with that. And then I expanded it, and I've got about 5 different paintings that were done on that same composition. But this one is a collage. But the others don't look at all like it, although if you put one on top of the other, they would be the same composition, and that's what's fun.
I noticed another one that you have here, which is a very striking image, but a little more abstract than Communion, and that's called Ocean Rhythms. Can you tell me a little bit about how you came up with that image?
The way I do collage is I find some really beautiful pieces that I've cut out of paintings that didn't do well, or in collage you can use anything that you can find. So I start out with just putting that down, and then I put something else down, and then all of a sudden the painting starts a life of its own.
From your website, there's a number of different series. There's Altar and Inside Lookout, and there's Dream Fragments and Children's Stories. You're drawing a little bit from each of these different series for this particular exhibit?
Yes, I am. All except Dream Fragments. I didn't feel like it really went with the rest of them. I particularly want to do the Inside Looking Out. That has the symbol of the fish, which was the Christ symbol in the first couple of centuries. And I was trying to show that the Christ symbol was inside of me, looking out to the bright sunlight or the bright. So that it's dark on one side and it goes to the light on the other side.
What else would you like to tell the listeners right now?
One of my chief messages in all these paintings is that God is everywhere and has been everywhere since the beginning of the world. And he's constantly trying to get in touch with us. And I'm hoping that these paintings will somehow inspire other people to see that.
Thanks again for coming in, Jerry.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we've been talking with Jerry Ray this morning, and her exhibit, Frankly Christian, will be opening tonight at the Norsworthy Gallery. It'll start at 5 o'clock and go until 8 o'clock. There's going to be a buffet served there, and it is free and open to the public. This has been a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett. Thanks for listening.